You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May the 26th, and we start on this day in 1977 when the guys from KISS donated a vial of their blood to Marvel Comics. They did this so that it could be mixed with the red ink used to print their upcoming comic book. They made the most of this, of course, with a photo opportunity at the printing plant in New York where the comic was to be made. On this day in 1972, Mott the Hoople, on the verge of breaking up, were offered help by David Bowie. He offered them two songs that he'd written. They decided against recording Suffragette City, but they did take All the Young Dudes. They recorded, released it, and it went on to be their biggest hit and revived the career of the band. On this day in 1996, Eric Clapton's house burnt down. When firemen arrived there, they found Clapton running in and out of his house trying to save his guitar collection. The house ended up being gutted with nearly $3 million worth of damage. On this day in 1969, still on honeymoon, John Lennon and Yoko Ono checked into the Queen Elizabeth Hotel in Montreal and started a second week-long bed-in for peace. At the end of their stay, they record Give Peace a Chance. On this day in 1958, Jerry Lee Lewis was forced to cancel his UK tour after just three shows. The controversial figure was met by a hostile crowd after they'd learned of his marriage to Myra Gale Brown, his 13-year-old second cousin. When he returned to the US, he was met with similar hostility, which derailed his career. And on this day in 1967, it was the release of the landmark legendary album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band here in the UK. The album is often cited as one of the greatest of all time, contains classics like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and A Day in the Life, and features one of the most recognisable album covers in history. But for today's main show, we're going to focus on another album release. Yes, on this day in 1986, Swedish band Europe released their seminal record, The Final Countdown. Now, the 10-track album featured huge hits like The Final Countdown, Rock the Night, and Carrie, and it topped the charts across Europe. It was also top 10 in the US, UK, and Australia, going platinum or multi-platinum in at least 8 countries. Now, I interviewed lead singer Joey Tempest many, many years ago back in my radio days, and I'm going to play you a short clip from that where we talk about the success of the single from this album. 25 countries, Final Countdown went to number one. I mean, that's an incredible achievement. And when you first came up with a riff on the old keyboard, did you ever imagine it could ever be so big?
Not really. I mean, the riff I came up with when I was even younger, when we were still in the first band, Force. But by then, I didn't know how to write a song around that riff. I had it in a drawer, say, for a while. But then when we did our third album, we needed a show opener, something exciting. And then I introduced Final Countdown to the guys, and it was inspired by British music, I think, a lot. But lyrically, it was inspired by the first single I ever bought, which was Space Oddity with David Bowie. I thought his fascination with space was fascinating, and it rubbed off on me. So when I was working on the lyrics for Final Countdown, that was a great inspiration. As far as the music goes, it's various inspirations, but the tempo, I believe, came a bit from bands like UFO, songs like Lights Out, that galloping tempo, Run to the Hills with Iron Maiden. We listened a lot to British music in the old days, and I think the tempo and the feel of the song was inspired a lot by that. But also, we wanted to write a show opener. We wanted to have a song that opened the Europe show, that built up expectations, that built up the excitement. And it turned out to be one of those songs that linger. You know, it seems to linger and being used for a lot of stuff. But to us, it turned out to be a great album track for us. It was a very long track, 6 minutes. And we have a different relationship to this track. I mean, this is an album track. We think it's unique and different. And we love the track. We love playing it live still, whereas it has taken on a lot of other different meanings for a lot of people in the world. I mean, it's one of those tracks, I suppose, a classic track that people either love or hate, and it's been played everywhere and used for a lot of things. But for us, it's a great album track, and we love playing it live, you know?
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.